Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Gestures Don't Work Here. That was suggested by Skank Tease. And right now I'm going to pick the winner of September's 420 Club giveaway, which was the Jazz Dispensary Cosmic Stash, a four-disc vinyl collection compiling some of the best jazz and funk, with each disc themed after a different strain: Sour Diesel, Purple Funk, OG Kush, and Astral Travelin'. More info on this at jazzdispensary.com. Gabe, come on in with the names. It's about 200 names in here, I'm guessing, something like that. Let's mix them up real good. Let's make this fair. And the winner is John Gibbons. John Gibbons. Here, take that and get it to John magically. And also, I'm happy to announce that for October's giveaway, I'll be giving away a Loot Crate box, the DX, the larger Loot Crate box, and it's going to be signed by me, and you can become a member of the 420 Club this month and be eligible for the giveaway. Sign up at patreon.com/gettingdug, and you also get $3 off any new Loot Crate subscription by going to lootcrate.com/getdug and using the promo code GETDUG. Loot Crate is $13.95 a month, and Loot Crate DX, which is this baby right here, is $44.99 a month. New theme each month. This month's theme is horror. Here's a Loot Crate from, I don't know what the theme was, but just to give you an idea of the kind of stuff that's in here, is this beautiful t-shirt, or not long sleeve shirt, it's not a tee, I guess. The DeLorean time machine from Back to the Future, a Mad Max Fury Road art book, and a pin. There's always a pin. This one, I don't know what that is. And and it's all in a lovely bag that's also included. It's got the Transformers logo on there. All right, so join up with the 420 Club and enjoy the show. Blast off! We're back in the spaceman. It's been too long, but it's a good reason we're back, because we've got two great guests. You've seen her before on the show, Jessie Mae Peluso, but also joining us, first time ever, Melissa Etheridge is here.
Woohoo!
Can't believe it.
I'm pumped.
Thank you so much for saying yes. It's tough for us to get people of your caliber.
It is important to me. I decided a long time ago, when I realized what good medicine this was.
Mm-hmm.
I realized 12 years ago, because I use it as medicine, because I went through breast cancer and chemo and stuff. When I realized the good medicine, I said, I'm going to advocate for this. I'm going to step up. It's a lot like the gay movement 20 years ago, you know, that you just got to step up and say, hey, I'm a smoker. I do this. This is part of my life. And I function, and I'm well, and so I've done almost every show that I can find like this, and I've, you know.
Oh, so you've already smoked with Snoop?
Actually, Be Real and Action Bronson.
Oh, in his car.
In
Be
his
Real,
car.
You get in the car.
Yeah,
that's intense.
Smoke box in the car.
Snoop?
Yes.
Bucket
not with
list.
Snoop. Not with Snoop. With
Be Real.
Be Real
does in his car.
Oh. Yeah.
Be you
Real
should do Be Real. Great. So it's
yeah, it's really
that's
cool.
Fun.
It's
really
so. And you were the I've been
it's
trying.
It's a little
to
easy to breathe on this show. Like it's
yeah.
not as
it's kind of intense.
The smoke isn't as trapped in. We've got a nice sized room.
Yeah.
And it's 19 minutes after the hour, which means it's almost 4:20 somewhere.
Oh yeah.
Specifically, you know, our friends in the central time zone, you know, Texas and Illinois and some of those states that might go red in a few weeks. Less said about them, the better.
Or Cheeto. They should all turn the color of the candidate.
I think it's going to be a ridiculous landslide. I think that we're going to all feel much better the day after.
I hope so.
Like, I think it's going to be such a knockout.
I think there's going to be so many people going, oh, no, this was painful to watch, and America is better than
it's
that.
It's pretty crazy, yeah. It just insane. Seems like very desperate people want
making a lot
some
of noise.
Sort of big change from a president, and that's... It's tough for anybody to pull off because Obama, we saw it. Like, the whole political system, they just all fight with each other and don't get anything done.
I know this is a very serious thing, but you've got to fuck.
I got a.
I couldn't.
A little.
With a light line.
Chin fuzz.
A little fuzzy. You know, what was that? Where is that
it was
even?
A very important point.
I opened a loot crate earlier. Maybe it had fuzz inside.
What were you doing? Were you making out with an ostrich?
I don't know. We have, professional makeup personnel. I don't know how that got missed. We got to start smoking because it's 20 minutes after the hour. Mm-hmm. And the sativa we have, I've loaded all these up already with a sativa called Hawaiian Pineapple. And then we have indica standing by for those that like that sort of thing.
And I brought you one of mine.
Nice.
I love it.
I have
you're in the game now.
Yeah, I have a dispensary up in Santa Cruz and working with some people up in San Jose and Oakland, a lot of Northern California. This is a sativa. This is a sunny day. If you know my music, it Ain't That Bad. On my last album, This Is Me, I sing, I got a sunny day honey stick, and this is exactly what it is.
That's dope.
Yeah, it's a sour diesel.
This is powerful now, I want you to know. It's very
okay,
fun.
Well,
I,
we didn't come here to spark it up.
Spark it up.
Yeah, let's give it a try.
Work the end.
Come to my win dope.
Win ha ha.
Ha.
To the drawing board.
Yeah.
Not perfect.
That didn't work. It didn't work. That's awesome.
What fun. Look at all your fun things.
I'm excited that it's strong.
Here's our Poke Bowl. We use that as the ashtray. Oh, that is tasty.
Yeah.
I do like the taste of that.
That is really nice.
Yeah, and you're getting into the weed game in an even bigger way. Than just one dispensary, right?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a lot of people, a lot of the ones that step forward, Whoopi Goldberg, Willie Nelson, Snoop.
Roseanne.
They're getting, and they're licensing. It's the Wild West out there. Nobody really, because we really can't do this because it's federal. There's no banking. There's no.
Right.
So yet we are pushing it so that it can change. So you have to make these steps first. But there's a lot of licensing going on. I've decided to have a whole vertical from the ground up, growing, distributing, marketing, dispensaries.
Enjoying.
Damn, you're in the game.
Using.
You are in it.
You're going to love this name, though. Etheridge Farms.
Oh, come on.
Now that's a pun we can live with.
Mine?
Yeah. Not come to my window.
No.
The classy Etheridge Farms.
Etheridge Farms.
Those cakes are dangerous, man.
Sure, yeah. Let's just, right, yeah.
And
we can also enjoy the pipes. The main thing is people like to see us smoke throughout the show because they, you don't want them typing bad words about you in the comments.
This one's my favorite, Melissa.
You know how aggressive some people are about smoking.
Not at all.
They're like, I could smoke you under the table.
Oh, I could smoke everybody.
It's not a competition.
I have smoked. I smoked Tommy Lee under the table. I have pictures of him sleeping. Like, I win. He's curled up. I win.
He's not setting off any boat alarms with his junk when he's asleep.
Boat alarms.
It was a horn. It was a boat horn.
That was a while ago.
I didn't see that video.
No, nobody did. None of us did.
That's a breach
of their
privacy.
That was before the internet. That was even before the internet.
It's true. It still got around.
He's supposed to be. Yeah. Is he hung? Like, is he really like jacked?
Oh,
Tommy Lee.
It's good size, I think.
Was it? That was like the first sex.
I don't have a lot to compare to.
Nah.
I have no idea. I don't know. That's out of my league.
That's way funny. Far away.
Speaking of gigantic.
This is good.
Members, happy 41st birthday to Chris Tompkins of Kings Park, New York.
Oh, happy birthday, 41.
Yeah, that's the first and last birthday shout out we're going to do on this show.
Who's that guy? Do you know
him? I don't know. I don't know who it is.
Who picked him?
Somebody asked me to do it and put it on a blue card, so I was like, okay.
Chris Tompkins.
Why not? Let's do it. Yeah, good for him, right?
Good for you, buddy.
The only birthday shout out ever.
41. Celebrate it for a month like all girls do. It's my birthday year. 400 days, celebrate.
400 days.
That's what I did. I celebrated my birthday for four weeks.
Jesse May, what do you do?
I'm a stand-up comedian, Melissa Etheridge. I never thought I'd say that sentence. I never thought I'd say that sentence.
Where do you come
you
from?
You can't fire back with, what do you do, Melissa Etheridge?
Where do you come from?
I hail from Syracuse, New York.
Syracuse, born and raised?
Born and bred, yes,
oh,
ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I like Syracuse.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Dinosaur barbecue.
Hello.
Come on.
You like some wings?
Ah.
Get in on it.
Back when I don't eat the meat anymore. I only eat fish, but
I try and stick to the fish too.
But man, was that stuff. When I did, I actually played. It was like 1988. I played at a somewhere and went to Dinosaur Barbecue because it's open like all night long.
It is.
Right?
It's open all night long.
And they had live music inside. And I said, "Get off!" And my band and I got on, and we just jammed
awesome.
Inside Dinosaur Barbecue and like tore up their drum set and just left.
Can we go and recreate that?
I would love
that
to.
That would be amazing.
No, they know I love them. Shout out.
That would be a lot of fun.
Happy birthday, Dinosaur Barbecue. 41 years young.
Good music, though.
Good.
We've had. We've had Ms. Peluso on the show before and talked to her about her high history, but you're a new guest to the program.
Okay.
So do you have a story about your first time? How you got into it?
What was that?
Get down.
This is a lot of annoying sounds meant to scare my friendly pothead friends.
Well, it's kind of strange because I am a rock star, but I really did not live or take the journey of the classic rock star. I didn't smoke and I didn't drink. I had a very no drug policy for, you know, until 2004.
Okay. That's why you look amazing.
What? That's one reason. But thank
pace
you.
Yourself.
I didn't, because I mean, I saw all my heroes died, you know. I'm like, the Janis Joplin, yay, dead.
Yep,
you know,
27.
Like, yeah, 27. I'm like, okay.
What do you think of Michelle Williams playing her in the movie?
You know what?
She's a great actress.
She's a great
but I don't
actress.
Know.
So many people don't even count on it. That movie,
oh, it
I don't
happen.
Think it will
You're
ever
right.
get made.
Yeah.
I was
every woman's been attached to it.
I was up for 94.
You'd be amazing.
And people keep saying, "Why don't you do it?" I was like, "She died when she was 27. I'm 55. Yeah. There's a point where it's like, you know, nobody's gonna believe it anymore. You know, so
just throw on some of that young age makeup.
Yeah. So I didn't smoke much until, but my first time I was 20. No, I was 8. 18.
Oh, I was going to say 8. I was like,
yeah! No, 18. Woo! I was in Boston, and a gal walked me home from the bar I was playing in, I think, yes. And we stopped on a stoop, and she pulled out, and I was like, oh, hey, all right. And I took the hit.
Out, and you took a hit. Let's recreate it.
Yeah, I took a hit. What?
I need to envision it.
All right, and it was very small. You remember everybody, you would smoke one joint for like a month?
Oh, God, it would
you
take
know,
forever.
It would just go, and,
yeah.
and you just smoke
take a
little,
couple
tiny
hits
little
off
bits,
it.
Yeah, and
yeah.
in the roach,
Save
and you
it.
Just get as low as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like teeny tiny, and I just took one little
I'm there.
Hit. And the world went away, you know, not the world went away, but it kind of scared me. And I think that's what happens to people that smoke for the first time. A lot of people have a bad experience because all of a sudden,
paranoia.
Well, all of a sudden your whole, that whole part of the world, that whole balance that is not part of our society now. We're all problem-solving consciousness.
Right.
All of a sudden you smoke this and your right side of your brain comes on and you go, whoa, and it can really scare you for the first time.
Right, that's why I think like when a lot of older folks, senior citizens try it for the first time, they slide into it a little easier the first time because they already recognize that it's helping them with whatever pain that they have. But a young person, you're only going to get the paranoia part.
And he's going to get the
paranoia. And you're going to be like, oh, this isn't for me, and then maybe never do it again. So my point is, everyone needs to try a second time.
Yes.
Try a second time.
Indeed.
Or don't, because there'll be more for us.
Right. Yeah.
My dad.
Always.
Oh, God.
Anybody that just doesn't want to try it, good for you. Keep up the good work. Don't be a pot smoker.
My dad tried it for the first time. We went to this camp in New Hampshire, and he was panicked about it because it wasn't dry yet. It was fresh stuff, so it still needed to dry a little.
Yeah.
And my dad had gotten a little taste prior. And he's like, we got to get some more. I'm like, it's not dry yet. So we went and got a hair dryer and was drying off the weed. Drying it off of the weed. And then cut to him a few hours later with bocce balls shoved in his shorts, yelling that he was Tom Jones.
Yeah.
Love you, Joe Peluso.
So, no, that's...
Jones is an interesting choice of a name.
Joe Peluso.
Now
you thought my dad's name was Joan?
I thought you said Jones.
She said Tom Jones.
Oh, Tom Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is.
You know who Tom Jones is?
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
But Jonesing, he was jonesing for weed.
Oh, I get it.
And then he's talking about Tom Jones.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And Keeping Up with the Joneses is in theaters October 21st.
Oh, man, this shit hit me.
Yeah, I told you. That's good strong. Stuff. I tried to warn you that strong shit.
It's really good. I'm having a good time.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll keep going.
Yeah.
Because I got it all written down, so it can be as high as possible. Okay. That's what the cards are for. So I just go to the next card, see what happens. I like to talk about, a campaign that I started a few years back, Pot the Vote, where, Rock the Vote is cool. You probably have always been a part of that.
Yeah,
but Pot the Vote is, another way to look at it, because there's nine states where someone can vote on November 8th to determine the future of recreational or medical marijuana.
Five of them are for recreational.
Yeah,
like,
and they're
legal. Wild. That's dope.
Nationwide, it's polling at 57% think it should be legal.
That's great, man.
Yeah, and then like 20-something percent does
are
think it should
knockers.
Be.
Our turd knockers.
And then there's undecideds.
I mean, they're probably high.
I'm too high to decide.
I'm not sure.
If what I just did is legal or not.
Well, that's wild.
I think the whole society has been so... I mean, you're raised that it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong, and so you start smoking in this, I am outside of what's right.
Right.
Yeah.
What's legal. And so I remember the first time I went to Amsterdam, and I walked in, and I'm like, oh my God, people are smoking. They're just sitting there, and you order it,
it's amazing.
It's the first time you don't think, oh, I'm going to be punished, or somebody's going to come get me.
And people just don't bring children into those places.
Oh, yeah, no, it's like a bar.
And there's never a fight in there because they sell alcohol too.
No, they don't sell alcohol in
that. No,
I've had alcohol in some places. Like bars will sell you weed in Amsterdam.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and you're sitting there drinking it. But that also, they've been kind of going back and forth because the government doesn't necessarily want it to be legal, even though it's great for tourism.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And so everyone's looking at America. They always look at America to see where to go.
We could really get this thing going.
We
could turn it. And you know what's going to happen? When California goes legal, that's going to affect Mexico.
It trickles it all, yeah.
And you're going to see Mexico all of a sudden come to grip. It's been in a drug nightmare for 30 years, a nightmare. And if we all of a sudden look at the drug war as over, it's a bad thing. It was bad. It was ethnically, it was just... It's a really bad thing.
Yeah.
And let's stop that. And that's going to change everything around here. And all of a sudden, Mexico, Central America, South America is going to be a ripple effect, and it's going to be really cool.
Restaurants will be booming. I mean, business will be up. People will be eating.
See?
Open a restaurant.
Yeah. Well, clearly nothing has gone wrong with legalizing in Colorado. There's, in fact, most statistics are things are down. There's less children trying it.
Yeah.
There's less crime. It's great. So we'll do a couple of them, and then we'll go to the first commercial break, because this is already flying by, flying high. Arizona says you got to vote yes on Prop 205. Come on.
205.
Come on, Flagstaff.
Do it.
Just to name one city. California, it's yes on Prop 64. Yes. Maine, it's yes on the Maine marijuana legalization measure, so that's not going to be hard to find. You don't even have to remember a number on that one. Oh, it's also known as question one for recreational marijuana. And I promise you, Maine, I will do a show in Maine almost immediately if you legalize it. And then Massachusetts, which I've already felt Boston's pretty, they decriminalized it. But the whole state of Massachusetts, question number four. For recreational. Oh, and I'll do one more. Nevada, vote yes on question two for recreational marijuana. And then pronounce it Nevada or Nevada, and don't worry about it. Because Trump thinks it's one or the other, and it's both are fine. It's not like Illinois. That's the one that's wrong. All right, so we're going to be back with more fun with these two fine ladies after these messages. Guys, you don't need to choose between price and quality to get an amazing and affordable shave. DollarShaveClub.com is the answer. To prove how amazing their shave really is, right now they're going to give you your first month free to join the club. DollarShaveClub.com delivers amazing razors right to the door for a third of the price of what the greedy razor corporations charge. Seriously, I have no reason to deal with the drugstore hassle and battle the locked up razor fortress ever again. And neither will you when you join the club. Just go to DollarShaveClub.com and pick a razor that works for you from their lineup of amazing blades. That's all there is to it. Get a first class shave with the executive blade and use it with Dr. Carver's shave butter. The blade just gently glides for the smoothest shave ever. With Dollar Shave Club, you can look, smell, and shave like $1 million without paying for it. Here's a chance to see why over 3 million members love Dollar Shave Club. Dollar Shave Club is so confident in the quality of all their products, now you can get your first month of the club for free. Just pay shipping. After that, it's just a few bucks a month. No long-term commitment, no hidden fees. There's no reason not to do it. Get yours at DollarShaveClub.com/Benson. That's DollarShaveClub.com/Benson.
People think I don't like China. I love China. I sold an apartment for $55 million to a Chinese gentleman.
He's got foreign policy. He's got experience on TV. He's got towers made of gold. His thoughts on Mexican shore are bold.
They're rapists.
Everything is gonna be classe in 2016 through 2024. The only one is Trump. Yeah, Trump and Trump, Trump and Trump. Yeah, the man for the job is Trump. And he's saving the world and he's making the bucks. And he's gonna be the president. And certainly I trust him to be the leader of the free world.
Hey, we're back. It's like a real show, but yeah. Everyone's real high.
And yeah.
Just we were talking. I wasn't saying anything, but you guys were talking about weed the whole time. And
Prop 64.
It's an exciting subject, but I'm really happy that it's going to pass.
And it's legitimizing the business, and it's regulating it. That's for the people that... you know, are worried about it as a crime. This is what happens when you regulate something, when you bring it into the market, then it takes it out of the hands of the criminals. And there's a lot of good business people that want to do this right.
And there's issues like in Ohio that it didn't happen this last time because there was like 10 rich people that would have had a conglomerate on all the weed there.
Oh, I know.
So that irked a lot of people, so it didn't pass. But, you know, it's interesting that everyone was able to understand the intricacies of that and vote against it. You know, because I kept having people say, vote no in Ohio. And I was like, yeah, but if it's legal, people won't be incarcerated.
Yes.
You know?
Which is the number one reason
to legalize it.
Yes.
The 10 greedy people getting all the weed business is pretty bad.
Yes, indeed.
It's like every other business in this country. But it's. I think it's cool, like, once this happens, it'll put forth more of a movement in the medicinal area where it can be infiltrated into our westernized medicine.
And that's where my brand actually really is focused, is the wellness. Because I went through breast cancer, I went through chemo, I used it instead of pharmaceuticals for appetite, to sleep, for pain relief, all these things. I mean, there's story after story of medicinally. And that's
veterans and PTSD.
That's the main focus of the Etheridge Farms line is to be medicinally. It's to have precision cannabis, to medical that people can know exactly, you know, dosage and such.
Yeah, what was the catchphrase for Pepperidge Farms? Was it like Pepperidge Farm? Pepperidge Farm remembers, right? The guy that...
And it's Etheridge Farms.
Yeah, so we're going Etheridge Farms.
Temporarily.
Yes.
We'll be back.
Yeah. The four places, states, these are crazy ones. These are ones I'm very proud of these states for even having it on the ballot. Arkansas, Florida, North Dakota, and Montana all have medical measures, and you just have to find it and vote yes for it.
Yeah.
They're all vote yes. I hate when it's like vote no when you want something.
That's what happened. That's what they did to us gays.
Yeah, they did.
They did.
They did it to
you. It was like no, yes, on eight, no, on eight. What is it?
It's true. It was really, just no on hate is what I say.
Yeah.
The way you said that.
I know.
That's what they did to us gays. Oh, man.
Yeah, well, the other way around, you can't go, that's what they did to the gays. That's right. Inappropriate.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But I can say that.
Yeah, you never say anything inappropriate when you're high.
I can say
anything.
Yeah.
You're gangster, Melissa Etheridge.
I have to go back. I have to go back to talking about Amsterdam and Holland to mention dykes. That's right. The only way I can get away with
exactly.
it.
Exactly. No, we come down on you. We don't have a sense of humor.
Well, let's see how you feel about some current pot topics.
Mm-hmm.
We always have a ton of them because there's so much going on in the news with weed all the time now. So hopefully we can fly through some of these. The UK is getting on board with, you know, they've done some studies over there and they've decided that it can unquestionably cause harms to individuals in society, but that it does have some restoring, correcting, or modifying effects on physiological functions. So basically, they're like admitting, yeah, it seems to stop seizures in children.
Yes, that's where everybody starts.
But they
won't, and they're okay.
They got to grow.
But and isn't it crazy that you can? How many rehab places are filled with alcoholics? You know, people that have trouble with alcohol, or people that are on OxyContin. You know, people that the prescription drugs.
All the medicine.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
The medicine cabinets are more dangerous than weed by far.
Yet it's weed that has the, oh, we have to keep that illegal because there's so many.
Where'd you get that? You got that from the ground?
I know.
There's no there's no good argument for keeping it illegal. Other than it's always been illegal.
Exactly. Other than that's the way we were taught.
Yeah.
And that Reefer Madness movie really did a number on my parents, you know. Yeah. It did a number on me. And that's
general. Yeah,
there.
No.
Just, look how mad we are on reefer.
No, we're killing
each
other.
Get grandma high, you guys. Get grandma high, and this whole thing is going to change.
Oh, my God.
Maybe
Lord.
Even stubborn old grandpa. Grandpas that don't smoke weed are just mean people.
There needs to be more grandpas high. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. I think there should be a movement. Grandpas high.
Yeah.
High grandpas.
And not a grandpa bottle movement. A better one.
No, see, she went there. I was just going to say, Grandpa, write in and start the movement. Come on.
This is a really complicated one, but it basically says that just people are, you know, they're more active in the workforce to an older age if they're smoking weed.
Life is just a lot better.
Right?
You
don't mind going to work every day if you're high.
You don't mind going to work.
You don't care about your boss. You don't care about anything.
Because you understand it's not about the lie. It's not... I think when you don't understand cannabis, when you haven't partaken in it regularly to a point where your consciousness starts going, whoa, I can actually live in this place. It's not a place I just have to go to every now and then. So you get out of the problem-solving consciousness, and all of a sudden work is, it's something I want to do. I want to create something. And
so
it changes your whole life because your thought changes.
I have 17 different podcasts that nobody wants to watch. But
you have a lot of fun.
Because they're mostly audio. That's why they don't watch them. But you're going to love this pot topic because Amoeba Music, a great music store that still sells, you know, vinyl, and they probably have a cassette section even.
Oh, Lord. My kids actually went, what's a cassette?
Oh, my God.
That's wild.
Yeah, those things are gone. But Amoeba Music in Berkeley has been granted a marijuana dispensary license.
That's amazing.
And so they're going to be a record store and a weed dispensary.
That's pretty cool.
That's one-stop shopping.
They won't let us
to beat the band.
You can't smoke in a dispensary yet.
Yeah, they got to work on that.
Wouldn't it be great if they then let them actually smoke and you listen to records
and
you're
chill. Just chilling.
That's my idea of a place to go.
I smoked in dispensaries a lot when they first started in California because there kind of were no rules initially. Like it took a minute for them to go, maybe we should.
California was the first.
It's not there. Just smoke it there. You can go 15 feet down the street.
You have to go hide because
Lord.
We're supposed to be, you know, ashamed of it.
He hasn't done this show yet, but my buddy Pete Davidson, who's on SNL.
Yes, I know Pete Davidson.
A young, tall cast member of SNL. He tried to quit pot for a while recently, and I think he basically had to get back into it because of his Crohn's disease.
He
really found that that's the only thing that helps him. So he kind of smokes all day long, but he's still hilarious. When I see him do stand-up, I cannot believe how funny he is and how tight his act is, knowing that he's high out of his mind most of the time.
It's true.
Yeah, and so he's a really outspoken advocate and appearing regularly on TV and not going to lose his job over it. You know, they're not going to fire him for that.
I hope. From Saturday Night Live, that would be really hypocritical.
hypocritical.
That would be insanely hypocritical.
Come on, Hefter Skits would have been made if people weren't.
It's almost
that
become
show.
Yeah, a exactly. place for talented people to go and not get fucked up. Like, it's kind of a sober gang these days. I mean, yeah, they all have their vices, but it's not about drinking
it was,
and drugging. I don't think there's any cocaine going on there anymore.
Oh my God,
No cocaine.
Well, they have to do those all nighters, so you never know if they might use it for that. But
I really hope not.
There's Red Bull now.
Oh God.
Gives you wings. We need them to be a sponsor on this show.
I was just going to say, are they a sponsor? Or did you drop a freebie?
No, I just gave them a freebie.
You're welcome.
They really needed it, too. Nobody likes Red Bull.
Wall Street wouldn't work without Red Bull.
Oh, that stuff
is killing people.
Nasty.
No, nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Now we're helping Red Bull.
You
now
guys just need some...
Now they're coming after us.
You guys need some Etheridge Farms.
Exactly.
I get why people like it. I just don't like the taste of it. You know, I'd rather drink a car battery.
Gross. It's not a good flavor. I worked with this lady who used to drink six of them in the morning. Joan with the shakes, we called her.
Oh, that's really
she'd get all jacked up.
I mean,
on
that's
it.
Seriously unhealthy.
It is. She'd fold the shit.
And it's a lot of sugar, and it's kind of a lie that you get more energy falsely, and then it's going to take
you
further
crash.
Down.
Yeah.
And you're
but
gonna
people
need...
love that temporary. You know, they love to just get that jolt.
And that you can
then
buy.
Crash
you can
hard
buy
later.
That on the corner, but you can't buy this. I'm sorry.
It's wild.
Well, it's like,
that's okay. And you could give it to your kids if you wanted.
Ah, absolutely.
Damian Marley, that name sounds familiar in the world of marijuana.
Marley's son.
Who's that?
He's in partnership with Ocean Grown Extracts and is converting a former 77,000 square foot California state prison into a cannabis grow space.
Amazing news of the day.
And then they're going to bring the prisoners back in. And they're going to tend to all the weed.
Oh, that's so great.
Because that would be a thing. Teach them in prisons how to cultivate weed. They have a good job when they get out.
Yeah.
I think that's it. There's a lot of economic plus side to legalizing weed.
No, it's crazy. And that's why it's weird that it's moving so slowly, you think politicians would go, look at all this money.
Yeah.
Look at how much it will help our state.
Huge.
That's why California has to do it this year,
because
we need the money.
Gavin Newsom has been really great behind this. I think everybody here in California should know.
I think he follows me on Twitter. I was like, what?
Yeah, he's the one who put together this Proposition 64 that they researched for a couple of years to put this in, and they talked to all the growers, all the dispensaries. They talked to everybody here and put a very comprehensive, it's a huge, like 64
But everybody's
thing.
Happy with it.
Yes.
Because in the past, growers have been angry about legalization because that's how they keep their jobs going and maybe not pay taxes and all that.
So when he runs for governor, I really we should really, really understand that he's done a lot for this.
Yeah, I think he'd be a great governor.
That's dope.
Yeah. All right, one more. Mm-hmm. How are we doing on time? We good? According to a new USC dorms life...
The Z, right? Dorms?
Dorms with an S, but...
Oh.
Dorns?
Dornsife?
Dorn
what is
Seafy?
That? Is that just the name of a USC pollster?
Dorn Seafy. Seafold.
And Los Angeles Times. Proposition 64. Oh, I kind of said this earlier, with 57% of the country being into weed. Here in California, it's backed by 58%.
That's
currently.
But that's still a little...
Still go out
and
vote.
They got to remember to vote.
It's all saying
vote.
Yes.
You got to pot the vote. Yeah.
Look how great we are up here, guys. Vote for it. Everything's fine.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's watching this that's not voting
for
it.
Yeah.
There's people that don't want to choose between the Hillary or Trump. They don't want to choose between the two candidates, so they might not go vote at all. And I say, if you're in any of the nine states that I listed earlier, go vote for that. You can leave things blank.
Yes.
Just vote.
You know, you don't have to. It's not one of those tests where you have to answer every question or you get penalized.
Exactly. We need P. Diddy again. Remember, P. Diddy made voting cool. We need P. Diddy to team up with Snoop Dogg.
He did.
Yeah.
He made it cool. I missed that.
2008, man. He was trying to get everybody to vote.
He was Rock the Vote?
He was a big advocate for that movement.
I thought somebody else started Rock the Vote.
Maybe
like,
it was Ciroc.
Like Bruce Springsteen or somebody.
No. It might have just been vodka and not voting. Who knows?
Are there any musicians, famous ones you know, that smoke with you, but they still want to keep it under their hat? Or are musicians pretty much free and clear from,
You know, it's
judgment?
Funny. Yeah, musicians, we kind of...
Nobody cares if somebody cares. A rock star smokes weed. They just hope they don't, you know, go overboard with everything else.
Yeah. It's a big thing. Like in the studio, you can tell what music is powered by cannabis and what music is not. You know, what music is powered by Red Bull and caffeine. You know,
That stuff you hear in an elevator in a W hotel.
Crap.
Yeah, but the cannabis you can hear. That's all the. Like the really slow rap, you hear it all over your J. Cole and Frank Ocean. You're like, that's what he's, that's what he's doing. So
they're saying all ages, races, incomes, and gender. It reaches across everybody in that 58% that say they're for it. And they think it's because California's gotten to watch Colorado and Washington and Oregon and Alaska.
And we're jealous.
And see how they're making money.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy.
Yeah. And what not to do. There was a lot of mistakes.
Law enforcement probably loves it. Not having to deal with potheads. I mean, the angrier ones still want to bust a pothead.
Yeah, right.
But they can find something else to bust you for.
It's funny because law enforcement always comes out on the side of no, like against it, yet secretly they'll go, oh, well, yeah, of course it's fine. You know, it's just pot.
And again, that's like, probably top law enforcement.
Yeah. Just scared. Everyone's
it's always
scared.
Been illegal the whole time they've been in law.
Yeah, so it's hard to kind of shift people's thought. But we can do it.
If we try, just the two of us.
Get them all high.
Just you and I.
You get to see the changes, though. You have a benefit because you can see what happens. Like you were talking about, like what choices not to make as well. Like having Etheridge Farms because you're in the precipice of the transition.
Speaking of transitions.
It's pretty crazy.
Transitions.
What?
I think we got to go to another commercial break.
Can
you believe how fast this goes?
Man.
There's only one more break and then
it's wild.
We're back. You get a little special surprise if you've never seen the whole show. We'll be right back.
I was sitting there like freaked out and the writer, Seth Meyers running, came with a script, hands it to me, slams it, you know, and I'm like shaking and there's no video. Oh, it's awful. And Jenna's like, there's no video. Just start talking. So she points to me and I read the thing again. I trip over a couple words. It's a long thing. It was like three pages and I trip over some, I'm doing it and I finish. Oh. And I sit down, and Pardo is in the booth with me the whole time, and I sat on his lap, and he goes, hey, get off of me! Don, I'm sorry. And then he went, it's Saturday Night Live! I was like, Don, you were there the whole time! Like, the whole time I was shitting my pants, like, oh, fuck! Don was just sitting there like an old elevator attendant, you know? waiting to do his thing, and then get back on a plane to Florida, you know?
This all started because a group of friends gave me far too much confidence, so.
That's amazing. They were just saying, you're the best, you're so hilarious,
you're
funny.
I lived with like seven other girls my junior year in a house called Tequila Mockingbird, because you name all the houses at Miami
University. After booze, duh.
And I would just I'd come home and then I'd stand in the living room and essentially regale them with my day, and they'd be like, there's no way. And so they're like, you should do stand-up. I was like, just enough people told me that. By the time senior year rolled around, I was like, you know what? I'll crash this open mic at this bar called Balcony. And 50 of my closest friends came out and just made me think that I was way better at stand-up comedy than I was.
This is the best.
That's a great start. So many people are like, stand-up's hard. First couple times you're going to bomb. I'm like, I killed a star. it wasn't until my first paid gig that I was like, oh, wow, this is reality, huh? I feel bad taking your money. Getting dug with high and all my friends. Getting dug with high and it will never end. Getting dug with high and all my friends. Getting dug with high and it's like a pet.
Yeah.
You only have to give it water once a week.
It's so special.
I hate to break it to you, a band that submitted that. Return music, professional musician Melissa Etheridge didn't even listen to it.
We were talking about succulents.
She's talking about succulents.
We were talking about how much we love succulents.
Oh, no. It's gardening. We're talking about gardening.
Yeah, people submit music that comes back in. This one is a real rocking out version.
I heard it.
We also had sound issues in the room. I got too loud at one point.
That's a really cool thing to do.
We'll listen again next week.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's fun, you know.
I would have sent you
It's not going to kill anybody if somebody submits something terrible. Yeah, if you want to submit something.
Okay.
Do you play the terrible stuff?
I got lots of old demos from 1980.
We play what people send us, you know. It's not like we get a million of them.
You can send them like a secret track or something.
Right.
So now that everybody's really high, we like to give you a little, she's been through it before, we'd like you to watch a magic trick.
Your face was like, what is this?
Here comes Gabe.
I should have watched the show all the way
through. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I like your shirt.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Do you mind helping me first, Jessamine?
Sure.
Okay, pick a card, any card.
I love card
tricks. Right here.
Yeah.
Want me to take it?
Yeah, show it to Melissa, show it to the camera. Good?
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna do this, place it back anywhere you want. Is that good? Okay, check this out. I just snap my fingers, one card alone, actually changes pink. And there was a black one. That's a mistake.
You're too honest to be a magician.
No.
You can't.
There it is.
Your hand out, though.
Oh, I thought you were giving me a high five.
All right, check it out. I'm gonna place that right there. Put your other hand on top. Okay, Melissa, anytime you want, tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Right there, take a look at that card.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to do the same thing. Snap my fingers. One card only.
One card only. It
turns pink.
Don't you dare. I will slap you in the face.
Do you see a pink card?
No, I don't.
Yeah, there's only one pink card here. Let me turn that one over.
How did you do
it? Yeah.
That's so good.
Yay, doing it to the stoners.
Wait, how does that happen though? The mistake was a joke. You were just messing with me.
Gabe's gonna be with Honey Farm at DTHC. What's that? The Downtown Highway
That's
Collective?
Wild. That's right.
Okay. This Friday from 3 to 6. Downtown Highway Collective. That was like under an overpass or something? Okay. Very well named. Every pot store should just be named. We're a block away from Burger King. Oh, that music we heard after the break was by Steven_Peters.
Sorry, Steven.
On social media.
Go listen.
We'll try it again next week, probably, or next time. I think the next show is going to be sooner than a week. I think it's going to be Monday. But let's do some plugs for you guys, because it's so nice for you to come down. And you can smoke a little more if you want. I'll take one more. I'll take a bong rip before we go out.
Cool. Yeah, that was nice. I like the face on it.
Melissa's new album is a Stax tribute record called Memphis Rock and Soul, and it's available now. You've been out promoting it like crazy, right?
Yeah, I got in a little trouble last week.
You did?
What'd you do?
No, I'm good. If you didn't hear about it, then it's good. No, it's all good.
You said something somewhere and they ran with it?
Yeah, you know, that sort of thing. You get like, and I know so many people, and it was on a radio show, and and you say something, bam. And then the more it gets told, the little more it gets twisted, and all of a sudden it's like, I'm being nasty.
Well, you want to tell us what really happened,
or you'd rather just not talk about it? I'd rather not talk about it at all. Yeah, I should have brought it up.
Tell
I get it.
After. I
That's
know
a great
after.
Reason to get high, so you just could let go of that shit.
Indeed.
Instead of letting it drive you crazy. Then you come on this show. It's just a mellow pot smoky show. What did you say?
Tell us.
What did you tell someone that got you in trouble?
I know.
You will open with the audience in between songs and stuff when you play, right?
Oh, yeah. You like should to talk? Come see me play.
I would love that.
I love music.
You're back
and I
on
love,
tour. Yeah. Go to melissaethridge.com for dates and tickets. Starting next week, you're back out on tour.
Yeah.
And then someday, Etheridge Farms
can't remember at all.
Don't remember.
Etheridge Farms is busy.
Who are you?
Not remembering. And Jesse May Peluso.
Yeah.
Parlor Live in Bellevue. That's a lovely facility.
It is.
October 20th through 22nd.
That's right.
You've got your own podcast called Sharp Tongue. It's available on iTunes and on your website, jessemay.com.
Yes, sir.
And you also are tight with the organic medical Mary Jane company called Honey Bear Farms.
Yes, they are here.
They're here hanging
supporting
out.
The show.
Supporting, clapping. This has been a great crowd today.
It's been amazing.
It's felt like a real show.
It did.
Is there anything else you guys want to talk about? What was it you were talking about during the break?
Succulents.
Succulents is the name of a restaurant?
It's the name of our new band.
Wow.
Is it the children of a succubus?
Just, wow. No, they're the plants. They're the indigenous plants of California and the
they're
Southwest.
They're amazing.
Oh, okay.
And they require not very much water. And now that there's just no water in California anymore, or in Southern California, you know, you look at your yard, and succulents don't require much water, and they're really beautiful, and they're cool.
They look like aliens.
Yeah, they're very alien looking. Yeah. And you can take a piece of it off and plant it and get more, and it's just a really
shapes.
Cool. Did you hear anything we said?
He just inhaled his weight in vapor.
I just started thinking about the fountain out here in front of the arc light that's a tiger. He's like, I'm a tiger, and or a lion. But it's like a fountain thingy where the water squirts up out of the ground.
Uh-huh.
And it's just squirting all this water up over there. And every time I walk by it, I go, isn't there a water shortage in this state?
Yeah.
Why is this happening?
There's some fountains.
Is it just recycled?
Itself.
So it's just garbage water these kids are going to play in?
Yeah, that's why you're like, no.
Because it's for kids to run around in.
Oh.
Well, then, right? Hopefully there's a piss filter.
It's one of them flat fountains you're supposed to walk through.
Yeah.
Flat fountains.
You know, like Disneyland or wherever has like all these amazing rides, but then they just have water squirting out of a hole and the kids will play at that for hours.
They just
for
run back and forth.
Exactly.
That's the Harlem special, man.
Yeah.
All right.
We're so high. So much fun.
I got high with Melissa fucking Etheridge.
Yeah, you did
it. That's amazing.
That I'd love you to tell me all about it sometime. You can find all my upcoming tour dates and all things Doug at DougLovesMovies.com. Follow me on Twitter. Oh, I'm going to be at the Irvine Improv. Here's a long pass plug. December 27th.
Good for you.
I'm going to...
Working.
In case anybody's watching this 2 months from now.
Right.
Yeah, they'll have been
they'll
home with their family. They're like,
New Year's
I need
blues.
To get away. Yeah.
You're behind the orange curtain in Irvine.
Yeah. Irvine's a great,
come
great
see me.
President.
December 27th.
We've done cool things.
That's a good room.
Come see me at the Irvine Improv. Plus, lots of other dates are on my website. And our next show does look like it's going to be... a week from now.
Why'd you say that so dramatically?
Because I'm trying to figure out what today is. Well, today's...
Wednesday,
so it's 1 week from today. Will be our next show. Time to be determined, but that always means we have great guests like Melissa Etheridge and Jesse May Peluso when we have to have the show at a very specific time.
Thank you.
To please them.
Me.
Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much for doing it.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next Wednesday.